Paper 50, Section 7. The Rewards of Isolation. On first thought, it might appear that Urantia and its associated isolated worlds are most unfortunate in being deprived of the beneficent presence and influence of such superhuman personalities as a planetary prince and a material son and daughter. But isolation of these spheres affords their races a unique opportunity for the exercise of faith, and for the development of a peculiar quality of confidence in cosmic reliability which is not dependent on sight or any other material consideration. It may turn out, eventually, that mortal creatures hailing from the worlds quarantined in consequence of rebellion are extremely fortunate. We have discovered that such ascenders are very early entrusted with numerous special assignments to cosmic undertakings, where unquestioned faith and sublime confidence are essential to achievement. On Jerusalem, the ascenders from these isolated worlds occupy a residential sector by themselves and are known as the Agendunters, meaning evolutionary will creatures, who can believe without seeing, persevere when isolated, and triumph over insuperable difficulties even when alone. This functional grouping of the Agendunters persists throughout the ascension of the local universe and the traversal of the superuniverse. It disappears during the sojourn in Havona, but promptly reappears upon the attainment of paradise, and definitely persists in the core of the mortal finality. Tabamantia is an Agendunter of finaliter status, having survived from one of the quarantine spheres involved in the first rebellion ever to take place in the universes of time and space. All through the paradise career, reward follows effort as the result of causes. Such rewards set off the individual from the average, provide a differential of creature experience, and contribute to the versatility of ultimate performances in the collective body of the finaliters. Presented by a secondary Lenon and ex-son of the Reserve Corps.